All right, good evening. Welcome to the beautiful Wednesday, April the 22nd. This is a simulcast with a conference call. We have a few people on the line, a bunch of people on the line. Every time you hear a ding, that's another person joining in. We have the question and answer session, which will be taken care of tonight. And we can't see you, we can't hear you, but we are glad that you are participating with this call.
We ought to go on Google Plus so we can see everybody, huh?
I don't know if that's going to work. Use your mind's eye. We had somebody else join in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Diane in Minnesota.
Good evening to you, Diane, and welcome to the call. How are you doing?
Great, great. Thank you.
Cold up there?
All right.
It
Thank
is.
You for being here.
Hi, Diane.
Hi.
If we had video conference, I have to shave before I came on the call.
Oh, man, you're screaming, eh?
Well, Tommy and most of us have to get dressed.
We have to do something.
I was waiting for somebody to say that.
Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
This is Marilyn in Flagstaff.
Hi, Marilyn, and welcome to the call. How are you doing tonight?
Thank you. Doing great.
Marilyn,
All
number
right.
two.
Hi, Marilyn.
Number two.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hey, Marilyn.
Hi.
Hey, Marilyn and Marilyn.
Thank you.
Oh,
now, Diane.
Virginia Beach. Yes.
Who's this from Virginia Beach?
Sandra, yeah.
Hi, Sandra. Welcome to the call. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
All right.
Enough. All right, Sandra.
Hello.
Sandra, I don't know if I asked before, but are you familiar with the ARE?
ARE?
And the Edgar Cayce organization down there? Fan?
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay. Didn't you I used to organize Edgar Cayce groups or something?
I did, yes.
Oh,
and I got to go and be at the ARE and study in the readings themselves. It was very interesting.
I've been there a couple of times. My sister lives down in Williamsburg. Been over there a couple of times.
We had another caller come in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Roger in Austin.
Roger, welcome back. How are you doing?
Doing good, thank you.
Hi. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Marshall. Lakeville, Illinois.
Hello, Marshall. Welcome to the call.
Well, thank you. How are you doing tonight?
Just fantastic, and I'm glad you're here.
Hi, Roger. Hi, Marshall.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, Marshall, are you in Illinois?
Yes, I am. At, right at the top there, so I'm like right on the line of Wisconsin and Illinois.
All right.
Right there, I can throw a rock into Wisconsin from my window.
Hi, this is Kayla from New Jersey.
Hello, is it Taylor? Oh, Kayla. Hi, Kayla. Welcome back. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
I'm glad you're here.
I have a new name for you.
Hi, Kayla.
This is
Anna from Cape
Washington. Who is this from Cape Washington? Say it again, please, your name.
From Kent, Washington, Anna.
Hi, Anna. How are you doing?
Very good, thank you. And you?
It was just fantastic. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
Hi, Anna.
Hey, who's speaking?
Right. This is Donna from Great Falls, Montana.
Hello, Donna.
Pleasure to have you.
Thank you.
All right. I welcome those people that are joining in through BBS Radio. We are 2 minutes past the hour, and we are waiting for our host to show up, Mr. Winfrey.
Wait.
Good Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hello, hi, it's Tim. How are you?
Hello, I'm fantastic, Jim. I'm glad to have Vin's bodyguard over here.
Bodyguard, yes. There's a lot of bodyguard, I promise.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, hi, everybody. Hello, hello. Blessings to everyone.
Thank you.
Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hello, Shirley from Columbus.
Hello, Columbus. I mean, Shirley from Columbus.
Hello.
Hi, Shirley.
Hello.
Hey, Shirley, where's your spell?
Ohio?
Yeah.
Where am I? What?
She didn't hear you.
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you.
So, Donna, Jim, do you know about when his whereabouts?
He should be right there.
Is Terry with us yet?
I'm sure, and Terry should be there also.
They're not here yet.
I believe Terry to be here.
Well, they want to keep they're just getting. Their own? I think they're recovering from a highly delectable dinner.
Okay. Had a few more callers join in. Welcome to the call. Say your name and location.
Dan from Wisconsin.
Hello, Dan. Welcome to the call.
This is Cynthia.
Who else joined in? Please say your name and location.
Cynthia.
Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, hi.
But only if you want to. We thank you for being here.
Speak up, Terry. We can't hear you.
Can barely hear Terry.
We have a... Terry Brown?
Hi.
You dropped out. You're back in. Thank you for being here, Terry.
Yeah, my phone shut off.
All right. I hope you still feel as young as always.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Terry. Hope you had a good time.
It's the middle of tax season. It gets a little harder, though.
Did you go out to a nice restaurant for your birthday?
What?
Did you go out to a nice restaurant for your birthday?
Yeah.
As you discussed, where'd you get it?
Le Rouge or something. That was really nice. Now I'm totally spoiled.
can't go back to Denny's after that.
Right.
Welcome back, Shirley.
I'm sorry, I've already been cut off.
No worries. I'm going to turn off the dings. Right?
Hello?
Okay. Hi.
Welcome to the call, Wynn.
Terry, what are you doing here? You're supposed to be late.
Well, I actually was.
The good defense is an active offense, right? All right. You ready to get started?
I'm glad you're here, Vin. We are live on BBS Radio, and I would say let's go do it.
Let's go. All right.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves. This conference is being recorded.
This is April 22nd, 2015, and am I loud enough? Hi, everything sound good?
All is good.
Always good. Oh, yeah, you're just such a perpetual optimist. This is our question and answer call, and Terry, I got a question for you.
Okay.
But don't channel. This is a question for you, huh?
Okay.
You got all these birthday greetings. How did it make you feel?
I was like, wow, all these people who are out there. I never even knew some of those people who were out there. And I apologize to everybody. I haven't been able to answer them all yet. But thank you very much.
You know, there's all these people that are listening to us that never, you know, they're never on the call. That are not part of our cliquish group, okay? they're not really a clique, okay? But all the people that come in early to get to know each other, like Marilyn and Pittsburgh and Donna Herman, and who else? Marilyn and Montana. It's kind of like, I think someday we'll have a million people listening on BBS, and we'll still have our insiders. And then, you know, the phone line only takes 1,000 people. Only 1,000. Well, you know what? We've never really hit 1,000 on the phone line. Usually we hit, I mean, you know, we're not really as big as we could be. And we'll see what happens the next time I'm on George Story, because I think I will be able to express what we do even more. And let's see, who else is a regular? Shirley and let's see, who else? Jim and Hi, who else is a regular? Marilyn and Flagstaff and of course
Ron and Wendy has joined recently. We have Ronnie and Rob, Dharmananda, Jane, Wanda, Sandra,
so,
Roger, Marshall.
Roger in Austin, Texas, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it really helps us to have you guys checking in and saying hello, because it kind of helps build the foundation of the energy. Like, we really are kind of a team. And that when you say hello and we say hello, it really helps us to ground the energy. Because, I mean, I know that the people that are listening for a long time, over a period, get it. And this is not just entertainment. This is not just me being smart and telling you everything I know. It's like, there's a platform of energy here that we create, everybody, and even the people who are listening on BBS. And, you know, Terry was so amazed at how many of you are out there that are listening that are really regular listeners, and that your lives are changing. And we're at, you know, you're developing a rapport with the energies of the higher realms. And it's really happening, and you're having evidence that it's true. It's not, you know, if I was, people look at something like this, and they look at it peripherally. You know, they hear about it, they look at it peripherally. Most people wouldn't even believe it's possible, and it looks like Wynn is, you know, hypnotizing everybody, or we're making it up, but we couldn't. We couldn't make it up. It's really transparent. Here we are, we're doing it, and it's like the answers that come through on Wednesdays and the understandings of how the other realms work, impossible to make that up. And anyone who listens to us for at least a couple of weeks, it's fairly obvious that that's true. And that's all. And let me see, what else? We got pictures from Dan, I can't pronounce your last name, from St. Louis, who was at Carla's funeral. So we'll be sending those out this week. And they're really cool. And a good picture of Jim McCarty, a picture of the flowers that we sent. So keep watching your emails. And Terry, now that you're getting less shy, is there anything you want to say before we go into the session?
Well, I'm amazed. It's like when we can help somebody like we help Dave, if anybody didn't hear about it, just like listen to the Monday call. like Dave could have been stuck for millions of years. But he, like, he really came through, and I think he, like, I pick up a little bit that he's gone to the heaven realm, and he is thankful. Like, he is so thankful to be free. He's free now, and he's just so thankful to be free.
I wanted to mention that one of the things that happened, I think I'll ask this as a question tonight, okay? I'm going to put in my own question. You know, I have a friend, Ed Spina, who does energy clearings, and it's like, I don't bring people to guest on the show or to be here on the show because I need company or I need someone to, you know, this is not that, our work is not that kind of work. This is not like we bring in new guests, and I'm really careful about who I bring in as a guest. And even when I'm careful, it doesn't always work. In the long run, sometimes it works in the short run, but I really like it when somebody kind of like grasps what we're doing and wants to continue coming in. But in the real world, so many people are competing for attention, and they want to sell something, and then they'll come in as a guest, and then they'll be here for a little bit, and they'll go on. And that's okay, because everyone's on their path. But I have a friend, Ed Spina, and we met at an expo, and we immediately did some business together. He had an email list, and he put the pendants on his email list, and then he started introducing me to other people that had email lists, and he was responsible for helping us make some extra money for a period of time, and probably will still be. But I knew Ed did energy clearing with people, and I didn't want to evaluate it because we're doing business. I didn't want to think maybe there's something negative attached to it. I mean, I don't accept things at face value when it comes to bringing it into the group, because I have to give my best shot to think that it's positive. And that's just so many people that do energy work, angelic healings, whatever. They may not be negative, but they're at a lower level than we are. But they're enthralled with what they do, and they just really want to sell their work. But over the past few months, Ed has volunteered to work with some people that I send him to let me validate what he does. And so he was coming up really good on helping people. Like, he has the ability to send energy to someone so they can feel it. And that, of course, we kind of do that on these calls, particularly our Sunday call. We send energy with the Elohim. The question I was going to ask, which I will ask tonight, is, why is it a person can send energy that can clear somebody, where if we ask the Elohim, sometimes we don't get those kinds of clearings? And that's a good question that I'd like to know the answer to. But in any case, Ed worked with someone in our group that died that had all these attachments. Now, Terry was looking at it, but this is not so subjective. This is subjective because it's Terry looking at it. It's stuff on the other side. Can't prove this is true. But we had met this guy, and Terry was looking at it and said he's got these attachments that are boxing him in on the other side. And so I called up Ed, and I said, hey, can you work with that? Can you help somebody clear energy on the other side after they're dead? And he said, yeah. And so he said, I said, well, here's the guy's name. And then he called me back in 15 minutes and said, I did it. And then Terry looked at it, and she said, it was clear. And she was really amazed. And, you know, the idea is, and it seems really unfair, but it seems to me that nobody down here took the incentive to do that. That person could have been leached on by these negative entities for a long time. You know, maybe a million years, as Terry says. So if we really accomplished that, now I'm not saying we did because I can't prove it. I can only say that Terry looked at it and she believed it to be true. And I'm going to ask a question about it tonight and we'll see what our sources say. Okay? If I know Ed did a clearing on one other person in our group. Normally, he charges people $40 for a CD, and he gives them his personal clearing as part of it, 15 or 20 minutes of time. And so I'm watching this. We'll see what happens. If somebody's really, really desperate, and they ask me, Ed has not turned anyone down yet to do a gratis work with somebody. So, well, you know, for everyone, he's doing this as his living, partially. So, I can't ask him for too much, but if you're, like, totally at the end of your rope and you'd like to have Ed call you and you can't afford $40, you could afford something, some kind of exchange, because if he gets too much, he won't be able to do it, you know? Or maybe if you can afford
it. It would be great for Julia, Wynn.
Yeah, well, Julia has to ask, okay?
Yes.
Okay. But in any case, it might be good if you want to get one of these clearings from Ed. Instead of $40, give him $45 and let him have a fund for the people that he does for free, or $50 or something, so that he can afford to do it and he doesn't feel like he's going to go under because he's got 100 people that need clearings all the time. Okay? All right. We're ready to go. Let me see if I got any last-minute questions that I want to include. You know, I wanted to mention also, go back and listen to Monday's call. You can hear Ed. Ed was on the call. He introduced himself. And see if you feel a resonance with him. Of course, it was Terry's birthday. So it was a totally different kind of call. And he probably played 6 different versions of Happy Birthday. And you know, Terry has a hard time thinking, you know, when you do this, man, how do you know anyone's listening to you? Well, I can feel you. But it's like, it's amazing all the people that are getting so much benefit out of the work we're doing. And I want to tell you, when you really help Terry by sending her all those birthday greetings, you really did. Because, you know, Terry's kind of in the background all the time. And now that Carla's gone, it's like, it's kind of like creates an opening for Terry. Well, come on, Terry, get in there. You know, Carla has a much easier time being a public figure than Terry does. But you guys are really, we are all lucky, me too, to have having these, the opportunity to work with Terry, with Carla, and even with Daphne, although she's not here. and to get this inside scoop on how things work in higher dimensions. And it creates a lot of cellular resonance, at least for me. So I thank Terry, and I thank our sources, and it is all amazing, okay? So let's get started. Hi, Kayla. I just got your city. Kayla's in New Jersey, Jersey City. New Jersey City, where Bruce Springsteen came from. Wow. You know, I was supposed to open a show for Bruce Springsteen in Philadelphia years ago, and there was a hurricane. I was, you know, a singer-songwriter, and there was a hurricane, and he didn't show up. So I missed my chance, okay? Or maybe it was just better that I missed my chance in the long run. Who knows? Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted to the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy field of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us, and we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes. This is on the 22nd of April, 2015. And we greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. This is a learning experience for us as well as for you in integration into your realm. And we are cognizant of your question about sending energy to a person. It is something we will review in how much leeway we can take with an individual. This is a question for us to ponder. And we see that there is, when someone asks and they do not clarify it specifically in asking, we then take things as they are. If someone asks, we can help jack up their energies. It is through the raising of one's own personal energy that one can overcome the box that they tend to find themselves in, whether it is a disease or a mental issue or income. Raising one's own personal energy in the healing of the body is imperative. And we take a look at whether we can, when someone asks, can give our energy, to raise their energy. It is something we will need to review. Thank you.
If one was comparing the Elohim's ability to do that compared to the Ra group's ability to do that, what would be the comparison?
It is what it is, whether the Ra group or the Elohim group or a person does it. It is what it is, and to raise the energy, or whether a person themselves does it within their own sphere, to raise the electrical energy, there are various machines. Jerry Tennant's machine for raising the potential of the body. There's the alkaline diet for raising the potential of the body. There are other things, as when the potential, electrical potential of the body raises, then the toxins can be kicked out easier. Everything works easier. It is a technique, and we would not say that the Elohim has a better ability, or that the Ra group has a better ability, or that an individual has a better ability. It is something that if a person knows the procedure, they can carry it out.
Thank you. Okay, I have a question here from Ruzia, and she actually gave two questions, and this is one I'm not sure I want to ask publicly, and maybe I should ask it privately, and maybe we can't ask it, but she has this experience of something scratching her for a number of years, and I don't want to bring in anything negative by asking that question publicly, so if you think I should pass on it, then we'll pass, but can you make any comment?
Let us take a look. We would prefer to have you ask that question in private.
Okay.
In a private channeling.
Okay, we'll do that. Okay. Next question is from Elizabeth Woodring in Mecklenburg, New York, Beth. And she says, what happens if all of our relatives and friends choose to or have to reincarnate and aren't there to greet us when we transition? That seems like it would be kind of sad and lonely. Now, I make the comment here, one side comment. You know, we have friends and relatives from other lifetimes that go way back. And so the friends and relatives in this lifetime may not be, you know, all that's there when you pass. So we ask our sources to give some clarification on this. Thank you.
Thank you. It is when there is a special bond with someone who has been passed, and the special someone can wait for the being to welcome them and to help them ascend together. For instance, Carla had Don waiting for her. Terry has somebody named Ed waiting for her with one finger on what Terry is doing. It is a past friend. Other people get involved after they pass, get involved in other activities or reincarnate, and then they are not there to greet the person. We are reminded of the gentleman back east whose wife passed, and there were a great number of relatives welcoming her and it was very much of a joy to her to be welcomed by these people. And then they were waiting for her to welcome her and help her cross or help her transition, help her adjust. And then there is a situation that we ran into with the gentleman who owned the apartment complex and still is a ghost in the apartment complex, and he is not there to meet any relative of his who passes. So it is up to the individual, and usually when the individual has made a strong bond with somebody, then that person is there to greet him or her.
Mm-hmm. And if a person goes through the tunnel of light, so to speak, and my understanding of what happens is they go through the tunnel of light, and then they have the opportunity to heal or repair some of the patterns that they had taken on and were still stuck in their field. When they do that,
it takes the edge off the patterns that they are stuck in. It does not completely take the patterns away. It simply detaches them from the pattern that enough so that they can raise their level of light that they can handle, so they can move to the higher realms. And in the higher realms, mm-hmm. they get a chance to get debriefed and to work on their patterns there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. At a certain point, if they decide to come back into a body, do they remember? You know, a person has many lifetimes, and I would assume they remember or carry the memory of the most recent lifetime strongest. Do they carry that memory up to the point that they move into a new fetus?
When someone is suddenly transitioning and they didn't expect it, for instance, in an airplane crash or some sudden death, then they may not have prepared for their transition, and they would continue to try to live their life as they did because they didn't expect to transition. And this then would make a fertile ground for their memory being so vivid of the ending of their past life. For instance, the boy who was a World War II pilot and his plane crashed, and then when he was reincarnated, he remembered his past as an airline, as the pilot, and that his plane crashed and he couldn't get out. And he kept telling his parents, little man can't get out. And he remembered the people that he knew back then enough so when he saw him, he could call him by name. His parents took him to a reunion for his past squadron, and he remembered mm-hmm. the people. And so then he had an adjustment because he started crying, and his mother took him aside and said, what's wrong? And he said, all those, my friends look so old.
mm-hmm.
And
So going to Elizabeth's question, what happens if all our relatives and friends choose to reincarnate and aren't there to greet us when we transition? Okay? And this seems like it would be kind of sad and lonely.
Then others would be prepared to greet you. There are officials with occupations in heaven to work with an individual and give them the the healings that they need, to listen to them, to help them through anything they might be caught up in. And it is their job, so it is not needed for the friends to be there for you. The crew, the rehab crew is there and waiting.
Okay. This is a question from Kayla in Jersey City, New Jersey. And she asks, I have always felt that I come from another place in the universe, like maybe my soul has originated from elsewhere. The older I get, by the way, Kayla, most of the people that are attracted to our work fit into their category one way or another. The older I get, the more that yearning is to connect with home. Do you have an idea as to where it is that might be my star origin and what my specific mission on this planet is? Love and light to you all. Kayla.
Thank you. We feel that it was not your time to be stuck in this planet, that you were traveling and you were caught in the misfortunes of this area of the universe, and then your energies lowered and you felt that you did not know how to get home. And you're from a bright star system, and it is similar to this system. Perhaps the technology is not as high there, but the friends are very pure and caring. It is a similar system to Earth, but it is and we see the name Enoch, but it is not a well-known star system. And you intended to go back. You were trying to get knowledge of different places to bring them back and lecture about them to your people. However, you got stuck in a misfortune in this area. And so it seems to you like there really is another place to be, another home. And you did not intend to remain here this long or to experience the things you did. However, these can all be growth experiences. We see your star system blinking. And when you transition, you may go to heaven and then ask for red in your home star system, and then the memories of this life will be distant memories, but you will have learned a great deal. Thank you.
Thank you. This is from Wendy Joy in Montreal, Canada. And I hope I didn't ask this before. I don't think so. I had a life-changing experience about 6 months ago. I was sleeping on my side when it felt like a very large egg was cracked on the top of my head. It felt like sparkles raining down on my head and shoulders. I crimped my body and curled into a fetal position, not from pain, but the incredible intensity of the feeling. And then I woke up in awe. Since that happened, whenever I have an emotion or see someone else experiencing an emotion, even actors, I get tingles all over my body. If I see someone get physically hurt, I get an unpleasant feeling in my root chakra. Can our sources tell me about this experience? Was I visited by them? And could you explain what it is? Thank you, Wendy.
Thank you. Give us a moment. It was an opening of the chakra that happened suddenly, and in so doing, it opened up your chakra system from the crown to the root, so that you were more sensitive to the emotions of others around you. It is the beginning of the letting go of the seals that seal the chakras, and you are becoming more open. We feel the energy that was shared with you then, and it can continue to grow and be positive.
Thank you. Another question from, I think it was Don Herman. Let me see here. He had a good question for today. Just a moment. Okay.
Are you there?
Yeah, let me go to Don Herman's question in a moment. We have a question from Steve Cannell. And he says, when service to self individuals die and are in between lives, do they integrate with other service to self souls, or are they in the general population, so to say? Do they have remorse for their service to self conduct, or do they sit around planning their next incarnation as to how to conquer the world and enslave people? Do decided service to others, decided service to self, and undecided interact in the afterlife? And is there negative or hostile conduct in that arena by the service to self? In short, are they, I'm not going to say the words, are they T-U-R-D-S in the afterlife like they are on Earth? And how are they treated or interacted with by the higher beings? Thank you.
They are each individual within their self, and it is a group tend to be very competitive and wishing for another life where they can, unless they have remorse, which some do, and some confess on their deathbed, they continue to be who they had been. And they may scramble to get right back to be able to do better at the table next time, to refine their skills, to be able to control others, to amass money, to lead in a way that brings them energy in the form of money, energy in the form of control, that then they need this, they feel this energy to be able to conquer, to survive, and to be better than everybody else, to prove they are better, to service their egos, to build towers in the air that in the long run fail. That is her answer.
Okay. Thank you. Do they try to, when they're not in a physical body, can they still accumulate energy from other beings in a
way? They can. And there are spirits that do. And they get off energy. They get off the energy of wars. And they tend to try to control from a non-physical space that they hold.
Okay, thank you. Here's Don Herman's question, and as most people don't remember their past lifetimes, is that a natural or an artificial phenomena? Wouldn't it be more efficient if we could remember why we came here to work on? And I'll add something to that. That is, as evolution was taking place, and people were being genetically engineered, and there were Elohim souls in this realm coordinating with Elohim and celestial realms. Can you explain how the process evolved of reincarnation, and that then things turn into a spirit form? Of course, Robin Williams had said, and when he was talking to us, and we're trying to get him to remember stuff, he said, "How can I remember? I don't have a brain." You know, people with Alzheimer's. So. But we do understand the memory of the records of all the past lives are in the Akashic records, even though we can't remember. So is it a natural or artificial phenomena? Some people say it was engineered that way by the Anunnaki so that they can have control over people and that they couldn't hold on with a consistent plan for thousands of years. We can only do it for their lifetime. So the Anunnaki apparently could do that. So there's the question. Thank you.
Thank you. It is a natural phenomenon to forget in that when the being who is who he is, pure and unadulterated, can remember, then when he is combined with the stardust, the body systems, the genetic entities, the history of the family, these get put into the mix because he is working in conjunction with all of these other factors. And it becomes confusing about what is his own personal track or what is the genetic track of the individual or the parents in the lifetime that is following and the reality of the space around him and the parents' day-to-day conversation brings the memory of his past dimmer and dimmer the older that he gets, unless he is specifically trying to remember, looking at his dreams, seeing that he might have the same dream over and over, and this could be from a past life that is bleeding through into his current life. He can take that dream and see what period the dream seems to be in and build upon that dream. Perhaps he goes to sleep, and as he is going to sleep, he sees pictures of something that is very captivating, maybe paintings or something that would be pictures bleeding through from his very own past. When one attempts to remember their past lives, they can little by little remember, and it's like starting out with a puzzle you don't know about and filling in little pieces here and there, and pretty soon you'll have a total picture and it becomes clearer and clearer. It is good to remember because sometimes there is something that has happened in the past that you are trying to relive or work your way through, or some trauma that you couldn't explain that really made an impression on you. But when you begin to unravel it and take it apart, then it doesn't seem so difficult or all-encompassing or so problematic, and eventually you can let it go.
Thank you. Let me see what time is it. We should be finishing, but I want to ask one more question, and that is, in 3D, are there beings that live far longer than the average human? And those beings with longer lifetimes, are they both, if there are they both service to self and service to others? Because it seems like if one wanted to have control in a realm, having a long lifetime allows for a much longer range plan to engineer their control. Thank you.
Yes, when an individual that is service to self can live a very long lifetime and feel that this gives them an edge. There, even now, are healings for diseases that are kept from the public, and it feels like it gives the people with this knowledge an edge, and that they can then feel that they are superior to the others who don't have such a handle on how to live longer.
Thank you. Okay. Well, that's it for tonight. It's 6:56. Thank you so much for being here. Do you have any closing words?
We take a look at the earth, and we sense and part peace. And we thank each and every individual who is working to help Earth, to help their families, to help the society to live a better life, the teachers who are working to help the students grow, rethink, and send energy and love to all of these people. Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here. Thank everyone who's on the line. And remember that the answers to all of our questions, sometimes they're specific for a person. They might not be for you. Take all answers, consider it, and if it's resonant, take it in. And if not, leave it behind. Channeling is not a perfect exercise. And so always leave your own doubt and your own scrutiny in the mix. And I thank you all.
All callers are unmuted.
We are unmuted.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you, Heidi.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Wynn.
Have a sunshine-filled weekend.
Good night, everyone. Thank you, Wynn.
Good night.